Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
West Indies were left to rue the extraordinarily bad timing of Kieran Pollard losing his wicket, as they ended up sharing a tie with South Africa that has knocked them out of the ICC Champions Trophy. In dry conditions following a day of patchy rain, while chasing 231 to win in 31 overs, and with his side just ahead on the Duckworth Lewis method, Pollard was caught by Dale Steyn off Ryan McLaren, leaving the scores level when the players left the field under heavy rain moments after his departure. South Africa had earlier made 230 for 6, with Colin Ingram top scoring with 73, and with both sides taking a point apiece, they progressed to the semi-finals due to their superior net run rate. Pollard, having watched much of Marlon Samuel's onslaught of 48 from the other end, hit 28 in 23 balls with 5 fours before, with the West Indies 3 runs to the good on the Duckworth Lewis method, he took on McLaren one more time. Failing to connect properly, the ball went high instead of far, and as Steyn hung on, the rain set in and West Indies lost their grip on qualification. In last night's game, England were unable to defend a score of 293 for 7, thanks to a majestic unbeaten century from Kumar Sangakkara at the Oval. The left-hander cracked an unbeaten 134 to lead his side to a 7-wicket victory with 17 balls to spare, and the result throws Group A wide open ahead of the final round of matches early next week. Giving him superb assistance was Nuwan Kulasekara, promoted to number 5 in the order, who struck an unbeaten 58 in 38 balls to scupper England's chances of qualifying for the semi-finals at the earliest opportunity. The home side had earlier put themselves in a good position, thanks to half-centuries from Alistair Cook, Jonathan Trott and Joe Root, as well as 33 in 13 balls from Ravi Bopara.